Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will you look at that? Buildings that reach to the sky. Polly, my girl, we're not in 1756 anymore.
1756!
Have to say, when I woke up this morning, didn't expect I'd be driving into New York City with a 300-year-old pirate chasing down an even worse 300-year-old pirate.
Welcome to our world, Mom.
What? Welcome to our world!
Wait! What happened to the sun?
We're going through a tunnel that takes us to Manhattan.
Tunnel? Under what?
A lot of water.
We're driving under the water.
You look scared, Silver.
Me? Scared? Never, lass. Why, John Silver has sailed the seven seas, faced down sharks and whales and His Majesty's Navy and... Ah! What was that?
Pothole. And we're out of the tunnel.
You can open your eyes now, John.
The eyes weren't closed. Just resting.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, Long John Silver, meet New York City.
Shiver me timbers. Where did all the people come from?
They come from everywhere. It's New York.
Hey, that guy totally cut me off.
Learn how to drive, woman!
You learn how to drive! That wasn't her fault!
The scoundrel! The knave!
Mr. Silver, why are you unbuckling?
He's getting out of the minivan. Why is he getting out of the minivan?
John, stop! We don't have time for this! We have to find Kincaid!
That scallywag insulted your honor, Cynthia! I've sliced men ear to ear for less!
And he's got his sword!
Stop him!
Come back, you coward! Get out of that carriage and fight like a man!
Oh, this is bad! This is very bad!
BYU Radio presents Treasure Island 2020, a reimagined audio adventure based on the classic novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. Episode 9, The Pirates Take Manhattan.
Does anyone see him? Where did Long John Silver go?
I lost sight of him when he ran across traffic.
With his sword.
He'll be back, right?
I don't know, will he?
We just lost a one-legged sword-wielding pirate in Midtown Manhattan.
Well, technically, he lost us.
James, you guys are gonna have to get out and try to find him. I'm gonna pull into a garage and use the app on your phone to track you down.
Okay, let's hit the streets.
Be careful.
What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, now what?
It can't be that hard to find a guy dressed like that. Maybe we should just ask someone on the street.
Hey, have you seen a one-legged seafaring man with an annoying parrot and clothes that haven't been washed in 300 years? I don't think so.
You got a better plan?
Okay, so who do we ask? Most of these people are wearing earbuds or staring at their phones.
One at a time is going to take too long.
Morgan, what are you doing? You can't just climb a light pole. Get down!
Excuse me! Hello? People of New York? Has anyone seen a pirate run by here? One leg, parrot, sword? Anyone? Pirate? Hello?
The dirty-looking pirate with the peg leg? Yeah, I saw him, kid. His bird was giving me the stink eye. He went that way, toward Bryant Park. What is happening to this world?
That is a very good question, ma'am.
Thank you for your help!
Yeah, now stop clogging the sidewalk.
To the park! Let's go!
Oh, Okay, tell me again why we stopped for a pretzel.
A, they're delicious, and B, no one can resist a hot New York pretzel. Not even pirates. Do you see him?
There he is, across the park.
Is he with a... Oh, he's talking to a police officer, and neither of them look happy.
We need to get him away from there, fast.
Let me do the talking.
Gladly.
Yes, of course, this is a real blade. What do you take me for?
And what exactly are you planning to do with said blade?
Why, slice it up the scoundrel who dares...
Okay, that will be enough, Mr. Silver.
Children, you found me. Sadly, I lost that ruffian who dishonored your mother, James.
That's okay.
Well, now I'm being detained by this man in a strange blue uniform.
You kids know this guy?
Know him? Oh, yeah, we go way back, officer. Feels like we met him a couple hundred years ago, right?
Morgan? At least. Here, have a pretzel.
Look. That is salty and delicious.
I'm about to arrest your friend.
Arrest me? On what grounds?
For starters, you have a pirate sword in the middle of a public park.
You can't arrest him. We need him.
Need him for what?
See, there's another much meaner pirate. And he has a coin that helps you control a time travel vortex in...
Morgan.
I got an idea. Why don't we all go down to the station together? Call your parents.
That won't be necessary, officer.
Mom! I'm so glad I found you.
You're his mother?
Yes, and they are looking for all of you back on set.
Set?
The movie set. You know Treasure Island 2020. The pirates take Manhattan.
You're all actors.
Yes, that's us. Kid actors. And this is John. He's the star of the movie.
He's the star! He's the star!
What is a movie?
I never seen you before.
Tell him, John. Tell him you're a professional actor so we can finish what we came here to do.
The man insulted Long John Silver.
Long John Silver? Like the fast food restaurant?
Sorry about this, officer. He's one of those, method actors, you know, likes to stay in character.
Uh-huh. And let me guess, the bird's an actor too.
Actually, the bird's a robot. Very realistic, right?
Scurvy pirate! Scurvy pirate!
Okay, we gotta run. Stop by the set anytime, officer. Wait, bye.
Can I get an autograph?
Come on, this time we don't let the pirate out of our sight.
Where are we going now, lovely Cynthia?
There's a subway stop at the corner. It'll take us to Wall Street and Kincaid's office.
What's a subway?
Quick, Max, where's your metro card?
I'm not sure I have enough rides.
The train's almost here. Go! Don't stop!
James Laddie, it sounds like a sea monster from the deep.
Not far off. No.
Out of the way, you bilge rats!
Stand clear of the closing door.
Hold on!
Hold on, Rack!
Well, now this is exhilarating, ain't it, Polly? Like being in the belly of the beast.
Mr. Silver, try not to stick out.
Look at that. So funny.
You saw what happened up there, Max. This is New York. He's practically normal. No one even notices him. Or Polly.
Folks, I don't rob, I don't steal, I don't beg. I just try to lighten your day with the song. And if you'd like to show your thanks, any amount would be appreciated.
He calls that music.
Shh, Mr. Silver.
It's a crime against humanity, it is.
Any special requests, mister?
Aye, a little closer, please. I request you cease that noise, or I'll fillet you like a mackerel and feed you to the rodents.
Like I said, normal.
Well, what do you know, Polly? There's still a Wall Street.
Great as God.
Now what?
Morgan? Max?
This way.
All these people coming and going? What's so special about Wall Street in your time? I remember it was just a street with a wall.
It's where the money is.
So that's why Flint's holed up here.
136 Wall Street. Kincaid's headquarters are up there, at the top floor of the skyscraper.
Flint's come up in the world, which means he only has one way to go. Down.
Wait, We can't just walk in the building. I'm sure they have security everywhere.
Leave it to me.
Mom, you saw how good she was with the cop in the park.
Now follow my lead, and when I give the signal, you hustle to the elevator. That goes for you too, John Silver.
Lead and I'll follow, my lady.
Lead and I'll follow.
Wow, Mom. You're like an action hero.
Like I always tell you, I'm an excellent mother. Everyone says so.
Welcome to Kincaid Towers. Can I help you?
Where is he? Where is that scoundrel, Frank Kincaid?
Is there a problem, ma'am?
Problem? Oh, you better believe there's a problem, mister. That deadbeat Kincaid stayed in my motel with his whole crew. Not only did they never pay, you should see what they did to my lobby. I demand justice. I demand...
You can go right up.
We can?
James Hawkins and friends. Mr. Kincaid is expecting you. First elevator on the left.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that was easier than I expected.
Too easy.
Yeah. Well, I guess we better get in the elevator.
It would be an elevator again.
You're gonna like it.
Kincaid has a private elevator that only goes to his office? Fancy.
We're going up, are we? All the way to the top?
All 67 floors. See the numbers?
46. 47? 48?
You aren't scared, are you, John?
Like I said, John Silver is scared of none.
What was that?
The elevator stopped.
What's going on?
Maybe it's just a technical glitch. Hopefully we'll be moving again soon.
Oh, hello there, folks. It seems as though you're stuck.
Kincaid!
Flint.
Yeah, what do you think of the building, Silver? Never imagined your old captain would end up in a place like this, did you?
Let us out of this box.
Out of this box?
Sorry, Polly, but there won't be any leaving. See, I have big plans and I won't let you stop me.
You can't just keep us trapped in this elevator forever.
That is true, Mrs. Hawkins, which is why my people have rigged it to plummet to the ground.
What?
They programmed it to remotely fall.
No!
Times have changed, haven't they, Silver? When you don't have a plank to push people off, you can have a machine do it for you. Have a nice ride, folks. History awaits!
Flint, you lily-livered coward!
Help me pry the doors open!
It's no use. They aren't budging. Help! Can anyone hear us?
I'll try to hack into the elevator's computer system, but I don't think there's enough time.
Is there no other way out?
The ceiling. There's a panel in the ceiling. Mr. Silver, try to open it with your sword.
It's open. But what's up there?
Ropes, cables,
rigging, just like on the ship.
Aye, you are a master climber, James.
Mom, boost me up.
You're gonna climb?
He's a natural, Mrs. H.
Best I've seen.
Okay, give me your foot. One, two, three.
All right, time to climb. To the crow's nest!
Hurry, Hawkins!
Can you see him, Cynthia?
No. James! James, can you hear me? James? James?
Morgan, maybe we should call Mom and Dad.
I have faith in James. He's never let us down before.
What is that?
Nothing good.
We're going to drop soon!
James?
Hawkins?
Oh no.
It's me! I'm here on the other side of the door! I found this metal bar! I think I can slide it through!
I've got the bar, James Lott!
Everyone, work on the doors!
We've got daylight! Max, Morgan, go through!
Go!
I'm out!
Me too!
Now you, Cynthia, hurry!
You're right behind me, aren't you?
Go, I'll hold the door open.
Come on, Mom!
I'm out! Come on, John!
I'm trying. It's tight.
Pull hard.
It's about to fall.
Grab our hands.
The future is more dangerous than I expected. Now, let's go get Flint.
And let's take the stairs. Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed. the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Come on, this is it.
See the sign on the office door?
Kincaid Explorations.
So, this is Flint's pirate lair, is it? Stand back, young'uns. Let John Silver and his trusty cutlass lead the charge.
Lead the charge!
Come out, Flint! Show yourself!
No one's here.
It's like they all cleared out.
It might be another trap. Stay behind me.
Wow, this office is huge!
But no sign of Kincaid.
Check out the portrait on the wall.
That's Flint, all right. Dressed up in a fancy suit and cravat, but still a pirate through and through.
Max, what are you doing?
I'm calling Mom and Dad to let them know we're okay.
I miss them too. Especially being in the city, so close to them.
Voicemail.
Hey,
you
Dad,
hanging in there, kiddo? I'm here
with yeah, mom. Just we disappointed, I guess.
I can't believe how brave my son is. I mean, the way you climbed up those cables.
My mom's pretty brave, too.
Can I tell you a secret? I don't always feel brave.
Mom, what if we fail? What if we can't stop Kincaid, and he steals all those treasures, and ruins the world? I feel like...
Like what, James?
Like we'd be letting Dad down.
James.
James, lad.
Mr. Silver?
The view from this window. All the ships in the harbor. And who's that giant lady with the torch?
The Statue of Liberty. She stands on Liberty Island and lights the way for people from every corner of the world who come seeking freedom.
It's a fine-looking statue, and an even finer story. But that there island she stands on wasn't always so welcoming.
You know Liberty Island?
Oyster! Oysters, please!
That's right, Polly. You remember when it was called Oyster Island, don't you, my pet? And after that, Bedloe's Island.
My dad told me all about it when they were building the museum. Legend has it that Bedloe's Island used to be known as Smuggler's Cove.
Smugglers? You mean like pirates?
I may have plied these waters in me younger days, smuggling tea and silks and spirits. Just following orders, of course.
Whose orders?
Now let's be clear, I never subscribed to...
John Silver, for once in your life, tell the truth. Who gave the orders?
It was Captain Flint himself. The walrus used to bring pirate booty here to New York from the West Indies. We'd hide it on Bedloe's Island and then smuggle it to enterprising businessmen ashore.
I saw the map of Liberty Island in Kincaid's room at the motel.
What if that's where he keeps his laboratory?
But doesn't the government own the place now?
Flint had a head start by a few hundred years. If there are hidden places on the island, he's the only one who might remember. Well, almost the only one.
Why are you three looking at me?
If anyone knows that island as well as Flint, you do, John Silver.
And if anyone can find Kincaid's laboratory...
It's a one-legged seafaring man.
In just a few minutes, we'll be docking at Liberty Island, home of Lady Liberty herself.
Let's all stick together when we arrive on the island, okay? We don't know if Kincaid has set any more traps for us.
If he has, we'll be ready.
We will.
Mr. Silver, how come you're standing up there all by yourself?
Sorry, James, lad. Just happy to be back on the water, where I belong.
Guess this is all pretty overwhelming for you. Skyscrapers and minivans, elevators.
Tis a gift. Other than the elevator part. I used to stand on the deck, look out at the waves, and daydream about treasure. But I never imagined I'd live to see a world like this.
So, I never got to thank you for saving us from Kincaid.
Like I said, I owed you one.
I know. It's just... you didn't have to do that. Especially after I said some pretty awful things to you back in the past.
All of them well-deserved.
Yeah. Anyway... I just wanted to say, I'm glad you're here.
So am I, lad. And if I may be so bold, your dad, I believe he's here too.
Oh, I think we're here.
Welcome.
Gather round, folks. Welcome to Liberty Island.
Will you look at that statue? Quite a woman.
Mr. Silver, pay attention. Now listen. Let everyone else take the tour. We'll slip away and go off on our own.
Are you all right, James?
Yeah. I just always thought when I finally came back here, it would be with Dad and...
I know. If you want to sit this one out.
We have a job to do, and that's stopping Kincaid.
But the island is in the middle of New York Harbor. It's crawling with visitors and park rangers. Where could Kincaid have hidden an entire laboratory?
A laboratory with submarines and underwater drones.
Underwater drones?
Yes, of course.
What are you thinking, James, lad?
While they're climbing to the top of Lady Liberty, we have to look down below, underwater.
The sign on the fence says...
Max, we can read.
No one allowed beyond this point. Violators will be prosecuted. Is that all? Hoist me over that there fence, young'uns.
Okay.
Get under.
All right.
Here we go.
Here,
move the fence.
One, two,
just
two,
watch
three.
Your
hands. Have fun. Get out of there. Did he break anything?
I'm fine.
Mom, you don't have to.
That wasn't so hard.
Our turn. Let's look around the edge. It's got to be somewhere. A hidden door, a metal grate, something that might lead to a hidden laboratory. Think, John Silver. You came to this island when it was a haven for smugglers and pirates.
This here island has changed so much in... How many years has it been?
About 275.
Right. There used to be trees everywhere, a whole forest, and a giant rock formation with boulders so big we called them Neptune's Knuckles. And among those rocks and boulders, the sea had carved out a passageway.
A passage to where?
An underwater chamber where we stowed our goods and treasure.
Pieces of eight! Pieces of eight!
What's that, Polly?
Pieces of eight! Ah, pieces of eight!
Why, what do you know? Her memory's better than mine. She found it!
The opening that leads to the underwater caves.
And Kincaid's lab.
Only one problem. The tide is rising and this rock will disappear beneath the harbor.
Then we have to hurry, don't we?
James, what if we are wrong? Or what if John Silver's memory isn't what it used to be?
If you want, we can take the next ferry back to the city. You and Morgan can spend what's left of the summer with your Aunt Martha and go back to school in the fall. And I can go back to changing sheets for the Admiral Benbow Motel. Is that what you want? Is that what we've come all this way to do?
I'm thinking...
Max!
Okay. But if I should get killed, I'll never forgive you.
It's another tight squeeze, but we can just barely make it. Come on, Max.
Don't rush me.
You too, John Silver.
That opening in the rock must have gotten smaller in the past few centuries.
Or maybe your own cooking agrees with you.
Take a deep breath. I'll push you at this end. Morgan, Max, you pull at the other.
Careful, I'm not a squeeze box.
Careful. Ah.
One more good push. Made it.
Okay, but where are we?
Shh. Hear the water over our heads?
That's the tide coming in.
You're right beneath New York Harbor. But you can feel the fresh air. It must come from the underwater caves. All we have to do is follow it to the source.
This way.
Stations, everyone. Activate the accelerator. Prepare to engage.
The lab must be close. Keep together and be careful.
Nay, James, lad. Careful never won the day, nor the treasure. Give him what for, me hearties!
Mr. Silver, wait.
We don't even know where we're going.
To vanquish Flint, once and for all.
Do we follow him?
I don't know. Just go. Go.
Laboratory, in a cave, and another exit to the water.
Then all we have to do is launch the submersible in the water, and...
Flint, draw your sword and prepare for battle!
Well, if it isn't Long John Silver and his miniature crew,
Welcome aboard, mateys.
Kincaid, you were expecting us?
I make it my business to never be surprised.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
Let's not frighten our guests, Lena. I'm glad they could join us in our laboratory. After all, they are the reason we're ready for launch. Launch? What is all of this machinery?
Machinery?
You like my work?
Ben Gunn's work, you mean. He designed all of this.
As you know, Ben Gunn is history. It's all mine now. My fleet, submersibles, small submarines designed to get me back and forth through the vortex.
Not if we stop you first.
I really do admire your spirit, Morgan. But it's thanks to you kids and this little coin that my dream is finally a reality. I can go into the vortex and come out wherever, whenever I want.
The police know we're here. So do the FBI and the CIA.
I'm gonna miss you, Jimmy boy. And we both know you're bluffing. No one's coming to your rescue. You didn't even tell the Rangers, did you?
You escaped us before. It won't happen again.
Harbor police, drop the weapon and come out or we're coming in.
No, it can't be.
Don't make this harder on yourselves. We have you surrounded and we're not afraid to use force.
Lena, what are you doing?
We're not taking on the police.
I'm putting the gun down.
Hands up, walk backwards out of the cave, now.
Okay, I'm coming out.
Lena, don't, it's a trick.
That'll teach you to mess with my James.
Mom!
You knocked her out.
Oh, that was awesome!
Awesome indeed.
Mom, how did you...
Stop me if you've heard this one. Always be prepared for what you're not prepared for.
Quick, somebody grab Lena's gun.
Got it. Now you'll take orders from me, Captain Flint. I think not! Gotcha,
Let
ass.
Me go!
Stay still, Morgan.
Don't shoot or you'll hit her.
Get off of me!
I have big plans. What's that he's holding? It's a spear gun. Wonderful invention, John. Meant for harpooning fish. It'll work just fine on a
person.
Get
your hands off me!
I think not. See, I need an adventurous first mate to join me on my adventures. Lena is otherwise occupied.
You're taking Morgan?
This young woman is braver than any pirate I ever sailed with.
Leave her alone. She's just a kid.
If you hurt my sister...
Hurt her? Max, I'm offering her the adventure of a lifetime. With Morgan at my side and the riches that await, I will be the greatest pirate of all time. Prepare to launch.
No!
Launch sequence activated.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity.
We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.